humming to myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation, humming to myself. I love to hum to myself, because when I hum to myself, beautiful thoughts flow through my mind and beautiful vibrations flow through my body. When I hum to myself, I think magnificent thoughts. I think glorious thoughts. I think thoughts that are so fulfilling to me that I just feel like I am transported into another consciousness, another world. One day, I was in the Sistine Chapel, and as I was in this beautiful chapel, looking up at these beautiful paintings that Michelangelo had done, I was just so illumined and so inspired, and I was humming to myself. The chapel was almost empty because it was that time of day, and it was just wonderful for me to be there virtually alone. Nobody could really hear me, I thought. But I was humming beautiful little phrases in my mind and thinking, oh, how glorious that is. Oh, how beautiful these paintings are. Oh, what joy I was having in them. And as I was humming and doing these things, I was just sort of elated and looking at the beautiful work that was there. I didn't think of the time, how many hundreds of years ago it was. I didn't think of how long it has stood there. I didn't think of anything. I looked at the brilliance of the paintings as they jumped right out at me and said, these are from the Bible stories. Stories that you'd always respected. Look, isn't it glorious? How wonderful it is. Oh boy, yes indeed. Yes. That sounds frivolous, doesn't it? Sounds meaningless. Well, try it yourself. Whatever tunes you come up with when you hum to yourself, watch how your body tingles as you do. As I looked at one of the paintings and I was humming so softly to myself, all of a sudden I saw two or three people on the other side of the chapel look in my direction. And they looked in my direction and they looked directly at me, and they apparently could hear me humming. Apparently the acoustics carried my gentle hum as though it were a loud, beautiful hum that they could hear very clearly. And so I sort of stopped for a moment, being sort of startled that it could be heard. But then, as I continued being engrossed in the pictures and being engrossed in the beauty of the moment, I started humming again. I hummed unconsciously, and I listened with my heart unconsciously. And pretty soon, as I looked around the chapel to see who might be there, and no one was there. I was alone. I was alone in that magnificent place. I was alone where people had come to worship for centuries, where people had come to respect the Bible stories as Michelangelo knew them, where people came to respect the dignity of the divinity of all at its universal point, reaching out and touching humanity. And then I thought, yes, yes, yes. And I heard myself humming. And as I heard myself humming, I was thinking to myself, yes, that truly is glorious. That truly is beautiful. That truly is wonderful. And I feel so ennobled by the experience. I feel so uplifted. I felt so great. And then my mental scene shifted, and I was at the seashore. I was at the seashore, and I was looking out across the ocean and thinking how grand and glorious it is. And as I looked out, I thought to myself, what a wonderful place this is. What a wonderful place it is. Yes, I could look out. And I was in Sydney, Australia, and just looking out across the ocean. And I was looking southward, and I could see the broad expanse of the ocean. And again, I was humming to myself. And again, no one noticed me. No one cared. And I was thinking, how great it is. Here I am, creating this beautiful scene, this beautiful ocean, all to myself. Oh, if I were to look around, I might see other people there. If I were to be aware, I would see fish in the ocean and all sorts of other creatures. If I were to be aware, I would see all of the land animals, all the bugs that were around. But I was not aware of any of those things. I was only aware of the magnificence of the ocean as it spread out before me, and the light of the ebbing sun was casting across the waters, and the ocean was becoming dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And then another beautiful thing came. It was like a flash, and the ocean lit up, and then it was still again, and then it was quiet, and then it was dark. And I hummed, and I hummed, and I hummed. Oh, oh, the wonderful humming. The wonderful music that I sing to myself. Whenever we sing to ourselves, we are singing to the greatest audience that could ever be. And when I hum to myself, I sound like the greatest Anziopians, the greatest singers that have ever lived. And I say to myself, yes. And then I listen with a critical ear, and I hear a little burble here and a little burble there, and I say, hey, get off it. I'm not here to be sophisticated. I'm not here to listen with a critical ear. I'm here to listen with a spiritual ear, with the ear that hears the music of all the spheres echoing into my head, echoing around me. My hum is the echo of the universe. My hum is the allness, the goodness. My hum is the truth. My hum is me. Yes, humming to myself. As I hum to myself, I feel a great sense of peace. I feel a great sense of bliss. I feel a great sense of oneness. And I realize that no great pundit, no great sage, no great guru, no great spiritual leader ever felt more glorious than I did, than I do, when I hum and listen within and live in that peace, live in that awareness that all is good and all is God. What a glorious thing to do. I keep saying to myself, what a glorious thing to do, to hum to myself. Here at the University of Healing, I walk the meditation path. And the meditation path wends around for quite a distance. I used to say I walk 3 miles, but some of our staff enjoyed correcting me and taking all the fun out of my walk. And I felt like I should measure it. And then I thought, okay, I will say I walk about 3 miles. Well, you only walk 2 miles and 8/10, or you only walk 2 miles and 4/10, or you only walk... I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I offend anyone in my world by saying how far I walk when it's truly a bit short of that, or maybe even more than that, because they don't know where I oftentimes went on my walk. But I will not let that distract from the joy of my walk. I will not let that distract from the joy of my humming to myself as I walk along the meditation path here on campus. And as I walk along, Rex looks up at me as I hum, and he says, "Go for it, Dad." He said, "That sounds good." And I know he says that because I create him saying that, and I say it myself. But I keep it to myself, because if I tell other people, as I'm doing now, telling you, that I walk and hum, you'll say, "Huh, I've heard better, huh? Well, where does he walk, huh?" You see, as I allow myself to be in any way knocked out of shape by what anybody else says, I'm not doing it for myself. So I have to completely divorce myself from the world, completely divorce myself from all the things that are going on, and let go. Yes, it's interesting. It's fascinating. It's wonderful. I live an eternity in this instant. I hum my hum, and it is for me alone, and it is my joy, and it is my love, and it is my peace. Yes, life is wonderful, and I live it for myself and delight wonderfully in it. And so it is. Have a great day, and know that I carry you with me in my heart when I am humming. And I am humming all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.